Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Coming to you once again from Comedy Works in downtown Denver. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I didn't want to screw you up on that part, but this is Doug Loves Scary Movies. It is possible to sing that if that was singing. This is Doug Loves Scary Movies. Yeah, you gotta speed it up. Like the lyrics in a Blink 182 song. They always put too many syllables in some of their sentences. What are you dressed up as, sir?
Coach Ferratu.
Coach Ferratu. Just stand up and show everybody, since you're in a good position there to look at that. He's a vampire by night and a coach in the daytime. How's your team doing, Coach? They suck, you're supposed to say. What?
O and positive.
They're O and positive?
Yeah.
Make your O positive face. Positive. Ow. It's Saturday, October 26th at 4:20, 5 days from Halloween. So what else have we got for scary name tags? Do we got any scary ones? I mean, Coach Ferratu is hard to top. Oh, there's a lady. You dressed up as Midsommar?
Yeah.
Very nice. And you have a picture of me with flowers in my hair. Fortunately, I'm not inside a bear, though. And what's your name?
It's Midso Millar. My last name is Millar.
Your last name's Millar, so you went Midso Millar.
Yeah.
Good job. Is anybody else a costume and a name tag? I'm excited that there was two of them. What's your costume? Stand up.
Ace Ventura Eva.
Ace Ventura Eva. Because you're Eva, and you wrote Ace Ventura on a little football, and you got the crazy Ace skirt and the crazy Ace hair, and then your own shirt that you probably normally wear. Oh my God, look at Spider-Man over there, everybody. You don't usually see him in basements. It's so hard for him to swing in. No windows. What's your name, dude?
Ryan.
Ryan? And what's your Spider-Man pun?
Peter. Into the state of Denver.
Into the state of Denver, okay. You went old school with it. I like it. That's pretty cool. And what's the costume between Ace Ventura Eve and Coach Fratu?
It's Zoe from Firefly.
Zoe from Firefly, everybody. They made that one movie, right? Serenity?
Yeah.
So it counts as Doug Loves Movies. Have I seen that bowling pin before?
Yes.
I thought so, yeah. You're just always like, Doug Loves Movies is coming to town. Time to drag out that bowling pin. And Rasta Jeff is here with a Nightmare on Jeff Street. Yeah, I like it. Mighty Young, Mighty George Young. Halloweeny?
Wayne?
Ann. Ann, oh. Halloween. Halloween. Oh, we got a Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Very good. I saw the Zombieland, Jesse Land on the internet. Yeah. All right. Lots of great name tags. Let's bring the lights back down. How I like them. Yeah, further. I want to not be able to read my notes. Doug plugs. The scary shows keep coming. Halloween at the Punchline in Sacramento. And 1 week from today, next Saturday, November 2nd, at Cobb's in San Francisco. And don't forget about the annual 12 Guests of Christmas shows. Those are coming up on both coasts. New York City, December 1st at the Gramercy Theater. And Los Angeles, December 12th at Largo. Largo-LA.com for tickets to that one. And that'd be kind of fun to do. There's so many great comedians in Denver. Maybe we'll try, it's something to look forward to next year maybe, is try to do a 12 Guests of Christmas in Denver. And also we're, you know, sniffing around about doing another. We did one time we did Getting Doug with High over at the Oriental Theater, and hopefully, you know, we can find another place to do that again. We'll see. Prize bag. I brought some stuff. I traveled with some items, starting with a beautiful, designed by Box Brown out of Philadelphia, Doug Loves Scary Movies poster. Very limited edition. It's only a 3-show tour. And I will have those available for sale after the show. There's a 2 steps to the post show. There's this merch table I'll be at, and then the alley I'll be at after that. So if you want pictures or to smoke with me, just wait for the alley part. We'll get the merch part over with as quickly as possible. That's what I'm saying. Don't buy anything. We'll get it over with. I've also got from my friends at Magical Butter, this is a tray you can use to make your own cubes of weed butter. Yeah, weed and butter not included. A Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. A Doug Benson pin from rockinpins.com, which is also going to be available at the merch table afterwards. And a Doug Loves Movies sticker. All that stuff, plus the stuff brought by my 3 guests. Are you guys ready to get them out here? Well, I'm not. First, I'd like to tell you a scary story. No, let's do it. Let's get them out here. Please give it up for Andy Jewett, Jason Sklar, and Randy Sklar. Hey guys.
Hello.
Hi guys.
Welcome. Thank you for being here. Let's meet these fellas individually, starting with the newest member of the...
Sklar Brothers. That's right. I'll take that. Thank you.
I was seriously going to ask you guys. I really did want to ask you, because we've never talked about this. Were you born in alphabetical order?
That was the plan. We were actually born in alphabetical order.
Well, so we think, because when we were 6 weeks old, our mom took us for our first checkup, and then the only way she could tell us apart was the color of our diaper pins. The nurse changed our diapers.
And let me just say, because she didn't give a shit about us.
Yeah, she was drunk.
She didn't care. Didn't care about what we looked like or who we were.
She was trashed. No, but so she could tell us that, and then the nurse weighed us and handed us back to our mom and said, and the diaper pins in a bag, and said,
I put Pampers on for your kids. Congratulations. And my mom was like, what the fuck could you do?
And she brought us home, and she sat us up on the couch and cried for like an hour, and
then drank some more.
And then she was like, I don't know what to do. I'm embarrassed as having. So her plan was to put us in what she thought was our cribs and wait for our dad to come home. And he would either, in her mind, look at us and be like, why is Randy in Jason's crib? Or he would just come home and be like, what's going on? Hey, guys. So
she put a lot on our dad right there.
Yeah. Without telling him that he needed to decide. And our dad walked home and saw us and waved and then went on their day. But we never, I guess, looked back to check and see, because once, you know, she didn't tell him once she thought she was in the clear. So I might be Randy is what I'm trying
to
say.
And I might be Jason.
And that's who I'm going as Halloween. If on Halloween, I'm going as Randy.
And I'm going. Do you guys want to see my Halloween costume? I'm going as Jason.
Oh, very nice.
I'm Jason.
Ew.
Some might think that was a mean impression, but impressions are the sincerest form of flattery.
They are. And he nailed it. So.
All right. Well, I wasn't going to talk to you guys first, but we did.
All right. Sorry.
We did anyway, because you guys are veterans on this program, but it's only our other guests' first time on the show. Let's make him feel welcome, everybody. Andy Jewett.
Hi, everybody. How we doing? You feeling good? Excited about the Nuggets? Get into it. Get off the Bronco bandwagon. We know you love country. We know you love country music and Highlands Ranch and all that stuff. Get on the Nugget train.
Can we?
Torrey Craig is blocking shots from 30 feet away.
When the Nuggets do something wrong, can we get the phrase "Nugget, please"?
I think we should.
Nuggets lost by 35 tonight.
Nugget, please.
I don't know if they're that like forward with their positioning. You know what I'm saying? Know. I feel like
that will
they're
never.
Just not there yet.
Yeah, that will never happen.
Andy Jewett, Denver comedy phenom, producer of Super Troopers 2.
Yeah.
And clearly a sports fan.
I like the Nuggets. I like all the sports, but I'm not trying to get angry with Bronco people. They just need to calm down a little bit. We're gonna be like 2-12, 2-14, but
so instead of a Bronco,
enjoy,
you want to be more of a still, more of a
enjoy
still
the
animal.
Enjoy the Avalanche.
Broncos, that implies energy and bucking.
Let's
constantly.
All snort and you paw at the dirt like we're ready to eat, like the big Bronco on top of Invesco Weed Empower Retirement Services Field. Okay. We're all going to be okay. Nothing matters. Enjoy the Denver Broncos. Enjoy the Denver Nuggets.
Andy, you do know this is a movie podcast.
Oh.
You're really going strong with this sports stuff. You're probably scaring my listeners.
You're right.
Which is,
I'm way out
is
of demo
appropriate,
right now.
As it turns out. This
way
is
out
supposed
of demo.
To be a scary episode.
It's like going to like a gun convention and just talking about people transitioning. Look,
they need to identify. Yeah, look, put the AR-15 down. They need to identify with who they are. She is a they now. Yes, this is an AR-15.
Look, I'm a big fat Joe Flacco, okay? Take a look. Ready? Yeah. I could go 3-12.
That's right.
3-13.
I mean, if we're going to go deep into the Broncos talk, John Elway, this is what I'll say about John Elway.
This is why we think the Broncos are going to come back, because John Elway is amazing. Because first of all, we've never seen John Elway and Gary Busey in the same room. That is the same guy.
If you found if a decomposed body,
that would be scary as well.
If he can pull that off.
I don't know what's going on over there. What are you doing? Oh, shit. Who is that?
Gary Busey would be calling hockey plays. You know what I mean? That's what he's been.
I wonder if John Elway has a son who looks like Jake Busey. You know?
We can hope. We can
just
only
just like
hope.
Wig or no wig from Contact, just losing his mind. Well, similar T structure, though. If Bosch, like, found them in the woods, it would be difficult if that's no right. one, if you had no other information about the other person.
I want you to go so much deeper. I want you to go into, like, Broncos possession receivers from the 1980s. I want you to talk the Three Amigos.
Oh, dude. I think the really priceless piece of all time Bronco memorabilia is the... Is this?
I'm not going to stop egging you on, so just keep going.
Let's get into the Orange Crush. Let's do it, guys.
Movies,
let's talk about movies. Let's talk about Lyle Alzado's steroid use. May he rest in peace.
There needs to be a Lyle Alzado steroid movie.
There you go. Movie. I heard the word movie. Okay.
And Doug is back.
That's where I jump in. To introduce the rest of our guests. Because we're meeting them individually. It's Jason Sklar, everybody!
Thank you.
Do you like scary movies, Jason?
I do. Can I say that I saw, and I'm not going to say the, but I saw Joker, and that was scary to me. I don't know that that was meant to be scary, but that was... Well, here's the two things I pulled away from Joker, all right? Number one, comedy is hard, okay? And number two, I'm going to be nice to every weird open micer who scares the shit out of me for the rest of my life. Hey, man, keep trying. You're good. I love what you're doing. And also, I thought some of his jokes in the movie were, like, I'm not an audience blamer, but I thought he should have got more laughs when he did his set. Should have got more laughs.
I mean, he definitely killed on that TV show.
He did,
yeah.
And that's Randy Sklar! Woo! I still can't believe they mixed you up at birth.
I know, right? That great.
There's a way to find out, by the way, if we are who we are, and we are sitting right now with that possibility. There's a way to like look at your footprint from when you were born and compare it to now, and we can find out. I think we're gonna do it.
We're gonna try and do it.
We're gonna see if we can do
it. Well, when there was one set of footprints, it was when Jason was carrying it.
What, so if you find out your names are wrong, then
like, what do we do? We have to swap families. That's why we're holding it off, because I like my house. I have a decent relationship with my kids. I'd like to keep it.
It's going to be a rough day.
Yeah. So
it's going to be a transition.
All right, let's talk prize bag. What did the Sklars bring for the prize bag?
So we brought one of our latest pieces of merch. It is called our Punch Waterfall shirts. Because we believe that we need to stop the violence in our world. We do not hit your pets. Do not hit your kids. Do not hit your spouse.
Unless you want a job at Ohio State University.
Another sports joke. Okay.
Anyway. So we're saying if you want to
punch something in this world, we say go out into nature and go punch a waterfall.
All right. It feels good. You're not going to hurt your hand. It's not like a squirrel is going to pop out, yell world star, and post the video
online. You're fine.
You're good.
Fine. And we know, like, we know that the world is going to test you. Like, assholes will make you want to punch them, all right? You're going to be standing online at the movies, and the guy in front of you is going to be loudly explaining to his date how Bitcoin works.
Okay.
All right.
You're going to want to take out a box cutter and slice his Achilles tendon.
Don't do that.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Go punch a waterfall. So. That's what that shirt means. And we signed
it. Nonviolence.
And we signed it.
It feels good. It's a beautifully made shirt.
Yeah.
It's a good color.
Good weight.
Yeah. I mean, my stupid Douglas movie shirt is like it's a white T-shirt, which I would never buy that. Because I'm gonna ruin a white T-shirt the first time I eat linguine. So. Right? That's a terrible stain to have on a white shirt. It's even worse than red.
Yeah.
But I want to know who is the hand model for the hand that's punching the waterfall. Is that the late Robin Williams?
No.
It's just a very hairy hand.
Got a lot of hair on it.
Well, it's like
a
mummy hand. It's like, I don't know if anybody's any Run the Jewels fans, but it looks like the Run the Jewels hand, and we like to just affectionately call it Run the Jews.
Run the Jews.
All right. Sorry I brought it up. And what do you have for us, Andy Jewett?
I tried to go a little aggressive. Let's see here. We got DVD, Blu-ray, Digital Super Troopers 2.
Nice.
Got about $30 in hand warmers.
What?
Give me, it's gonna be cold as shit.
Oh my god!
Somebody's gonna need that.
Wow! You're
Somebody's gonna need that. Hey, don't overlook it. You could lose a digit. Okay?
$30.
Sure, you can type now. It's gonna be a disaster in 30 years.
Now, what's the difference between these two brands? We've got Hot Hands. And we got Grabber.
We've only got
one. We know which one the president prefers.
Exactly.
I think it's a Halloween mystery trick. I think there's only one Grabber left, so I think more people want Grabber.
Yeah, okay.
All right, sorry. Anyway, I got an Incredibles t-shirt. I got some Libwell t-shirts.
You just tried to empty your closet out and get rid of your old shit.
And this is
Jeff, his refrigerator.
This is Jeff Tate's last can of Diet Mountain Dew from my fridge when he stayed over.
Oh.
And this is a bag that Jeff Tate bought a camouflage shirt in.
I thought I saw Jeff Tate recently, but then I was like, am I just looking at the trees right now?
Camouflage shirt. I liked it.
Referencing me. All right.
All right. So somebody's going to win all of that stuff and is going to be very warm. And
someone's going to win all that stuff and throw 30% of it away.
No, it's going to go on a shelf in the garage and they're going to look at it for 10 years. Then they'll throw it away.
Hand warmers, though, those are useful.
That's utility. Enjoy the warm hands, guys.
Grab her.
Embrace the heat. Grab her.
Grab her. Available in Ohio State University colors. Grab her.
Jim Jordan Wrestling School.
Why is there a picture of Billy Bush laughing on the front of that? Grab her. Doug looked.
Really looking for it.
I know.
It sucks for him that they have to blur out the Access Hollywood logo now because they don't want anything to do with him. They cut ties.
Now I feel weird because earlier when I asked about costumes, there's like one I think sitting right in front of me, but it also might just be his everyday wear.
Yeah. This guy right
here. What's your
deal? Oh my God.
It ties into your Mighty George Young name tag instead of Mighty Joe Young. And you're George. And are you curious?
Yeah.
You look like if a Hasidic Jew turned into a bear. That's what it feels like. It's nice to see you on a Saturday, is what I want to say.
But for real, though, you just wear that to, like, Base Nectar at Red Rocks, right? That's.
Can you make name tags on the Sabbath? I don't. The rules are so.
You gotta hire
a
Shabbos goy to do it.
All right. Well, good luck, George.
Thank
I mean that in general.
Yep.
Although today was a nice day out, so it was probably hot in that thing today.
I put it on in line.
You put it on in line. Yeah. Oh, what a fun line to wait in. Watching the monkey put his monkey on.
That'd be a great... I'm going to get wasn't my monkey on tonight.
Wasn't there a man standing next to us a few minutes ago?
Know.
Where'd this fucking monkey come from?
He's literally devolving in front of us.
I'm from Monkey Business. It's a company where we hire monkeys to stand in line for you.
I thought your character was Most Valuable Primate. By the way, a movie that I myself... Have I talked about this on the show?
You're in MVP?
No. Most Valuable Primate. I cannot... I am so mad that the description of Most Valuable Primate to me is so off. Because in that movie, it is a monkey who plays hockey, which, of course, we all accept. All right? This monkey is fucking amazing at hockey. But he is so amazing at hockey. If you know anything about sports, in the trailer for it, he hits a slap shot. The monkey, by the way, takes it up like not even 2 inches off the ice. Hits a slap shot that goes through the net. Now, if you've ever watched the NHL, nobody. The person who hits it like 110 miles.
Al McGinnis.
No one has ever put it through a fucking net before. So you need to explain in Most Valuable Primate that this is a supernatural monkey.
Yeah.
And that, to me, is my biggest problem with that movie. Yeah. Bill it what it is.
It's just like Gus the field goal kicking mule.
Yeah.
He kicks it 100 yards and makes it every time. That's a superhuman mule. They don't say anything about it.
Well, I buy it from the mule.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah, yeah, Andy, that one seemed legit.
Because mules kick shit all the time. Monkeys don't play hockey ever. It's such a foreign thing to put...
It's like if the monkey would have become the coach and used sign language to teach the players or like call which lines go in, and because he did it that way, we would believe it. But it's just so unnatural.
It does feel very unnatural.
But they don't have the mule has a nice little guy named Andy from Yugoslavia that holds the ball for him.
That's right.
So they're a duo. So I guess.
So Yugoslavia. So it's a current movie.
Yeah.
They say, there's the little Yugo boy, Andy. Okay.
That's movies, Doug. That what? Was movies.
That was movies.
Those yeah. were movies. Good. Yeah.
Sports movies, but still.
With animals.
Movies nonetheless. I mean, I can watch sports animal movies all goddamn day. That movie Ed, where the monkey pitches... does he ever throw the ball through anything?
No, he doesn't.
He just throws a regular fastball?
Regular yeah. fastball. He's got some movement on a two-seam.
Yeah. All right, Andy, this is the Scary Movies edition, so people are gearing up for Halloween on Thursday, want to know what to watch. Can you recommend a scary movie, or what's your favorite scary movie? And don't you dare say like Rudy or
no I won't
fucking Chariots of Fire.
Have you ever seen Rudy the Shining? I was gonna say The Shining because I didn't watch it till later in life and now I just love it. It's great and I it's in Colorado and it's fun. And go check out the Stanley Hotel. I'm Wait, selling a timeshare.
You're the first person who's described The Shining as fun.
It's a fun romp.
It's fun.
It's fun.
It's a fun wintertime movie.
It's cute. My mom would say it's cute.
It's sweet. It's a sweet movie about family.
Just getting together and toasting over a cup of red rum.
That's right.
Think about how cozy it was in there, though, till everything went down.
I mean,
wow. Just in the mountains, just gorgeous.
I know.
I can't wait to review this sequel, the Doctor Sleep.
Yeah. Yes, Doctor
Sleep. Yeah, because my review is...
Yeah, why is it happening?
It's that easy.
Why is that? It doesn't need to happen at all.
I was how did they not call the sequel Shinier?
It's like Dr. Sleep came out of nowhere. That was like, Dr. Sleep came up on the screen as we just saw the preview, and that was a jump scare.
Yeah, I
was
like, well, huh?
Dr. Sleep, what the...
We're like, can we somehow get Ewan McGregor in more movies where he's doing an American accent? Please. Please. That's what Hollywood wants.
Yeah, he does that a lot.
A lot.
I think Scatman Crothers in the sequel, and it's called Still Shining.
Yeah.
And he's just a ghost Scatman Crothers, like Obi-Wan
Kenobi. I mean, that would be the only option at this point.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm saying, someone needs to get in touch with the Scatman Crothers.
I want to remake Ghost with Patrick Swayze today. Come on.
Amazing.
Everyone will love
Whoopi's
it.
And the only one who can talk to him.
Everyone will love it.
They do always say that, too.
Everyone, that's a good reminder. Everyone, start freezing yourself like Ted Williams so you can come back to life and if they can figure stuff like that out.
Do it. Okay.
Cryogenics. Get into it.
It's fun.
I know Swayze played a dancer and a bouncer, but did he ever play an athlete in anything?
Ooh. So he, what was
I can't
he?
Picture him
football
like in a
pads
baseball
or
football.
He was a base jumper in Point Break.
Yeah.
So that is like an adventure athlete.
Yeah, okay.
Surfer and skydiver.
Yeah.
But I don't think
he's ever been on a team sport.
No.
I don't think so.
He's not a team
He's a dancer.
Player.
That's obviously an athlete.
Yeah.
He's a dancer in 28 movies, and he should be, right? That's what they should do. Just have a dancing land at Disneyland with all Patrick Swayze. You can just hoist baby up everywhere.
Yeah. And then put her down in the corner. Like, just move her right over.
Yes. They have people there making sure you don't do that.
Well, no. At Dancing Land, you can put baby in the corner. Yeah. Let's just be honest. That's...
Yeah, I always just wanted to know, like, how far from a corner does baby need to be?
What really constitutes
a corner?
So that's what it is. Doug Benson wants a real clear definition of what is a corner. Because you're like kind of out in the middle of the room right now, but it still
is. If you're the last person between you and the corner, does that technically put you in the corner?
How great would it be if Swayze was like, nobody puts a baby in a corner or corner adjacent.
There's a semicircle coming out from each corner. How big is it?
She is in the restricted area, okay? And I don't like it.
Like, does she ever shop at the corner store?
Or the corner bakery? I don't know.
She can't even listen to some Creedence Clearwater Revival songs.
Definitely not Brimful of Ashes. She cannot hear that song.
No corner shop.
Corner shop?
All
no
right,
one?
Fine,
Jesus. All right.
Corner shop.
That's probably on like 12 soundtracks.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Songs all over the place.
Yeah. Reebok.
Everybody needs a bosom for a pillow. Everybody needs a bosom.
It's like, I agree. Can you not repeat that over and over again?
I just love that it's a phrase that you've never heard before in your entire life. No one has ever said the phrase, everyone needs a bosom. He says it so many times in the song, you're like, yeah, that's accepted phraseology right now. Everybody does need a bosom for a fucking pillow.
Yeah. People will break their glasses and shit.
Right, I know. Very excited.
Yeah.
I blame the monkey in the front.
He hasn't thrown anything yet, which is admirable. You're doing great. Yeah, you're doing great. Whatever else is going on, you're killing it.
I never saw Ed. Do you think they like teach him pitching with, he starts with his own shit and then he works up to baseballs?
How do they
form it into balls?
Wait, is,
that was pretty
is
good.
Ed, what animal is Ed?
He's a monkey. Monkey.
He's an orangutan or is he?
No, he's a regular chimpanzee.
Okay. But like an extra tall one.
Extra tall chimpanzee who, yeah, that's right. They saw him throwing his shit. Someone's like, hey, Buck, get a radar gun on that. 92? Give this guy a glove.
Time that shit. Okay, Jason, scary movies.
I would say the scariest movie for me
is it's still Silence of the Lambs. I still watch it. I am terrified by it. I know what's going to happen. And it's so, when it's real, it feels very scary to me. And that movie scares the shit out of me. A lot.
Totally.
Yeah, it is officially probably the creepiest, like, especially to go on to win Best Picture.
Yeah, yes,
like,
yeah.
You just don't normally have that kind of creepiness going on.
That's it. Creepy, scary. Like
that level, award level creepiness.
Award level creepiness. I love it. I love it.
So I'm going to kind of go, I know this is going to sound weird, I'm going to go in that direction, but I think the original Mad Max is so fucking scary to me because of all the anti-Semitism. Just the idea, like, the because it's for the same reason why Black Mirror fucking freaks me out, is because it's not too, you know, like, the last Mad Max movie is, like, a world that we just don't live in. It's a dystopia that doesn't exist, but, like, in the original Mad Max, they're driving real cars and they pull up to the thing and, like, that couple gets just terrorized, and then there's that whole scene where she's in the woods with the baby and you're like, oh my God, they're gonna come after her. Just the tension in that movie is so scary. Those things scare me more than, like, jumping out at you.
The
and
plausibility of
monsters
it.
And shit. The reality, it was like the beginning of society just spiraling out of control, and I felt like they did a great job with that, and that scared the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes.
It's a great answer.
Thank you.
Yeah. Nope. That movie was like A Quiet Place, but with loud engines. Super terrifying. These guys keep making all this noise. Guys, I know you're bikers, but settle down.
Settle down. Come on. You have to whip the chain around your head so much.
I don't like how they spray their mouths with that chemical. It freaks me out.
Yeah. They're like, whew, on the thing. Yeah.
Did a guy say something back there? Were you doing an impression of it? You okay? Do you need medical attention?
There's
witness me, is that it?
There's a life alert button within the distance of your wall, hand. Just touch the wall and Comedy Works will help you out.
Is that something from the movie?
Witness? Maybe.
Witness.
I'm going to assume so.
I'm just going to say it should be.
Yeah.
Put it in.
Yeah, I saw that first Mad Max, you know, maybe once or twice, but then I was really, you know, obviously super into Road Warrior and you know, everything he's done with it since, you know, except for the last part of Thunderdome.
Yeah.
Once the children show up, it's like, fuck this movie.
Yeah. What's the Tina Turner
dudes
song?
Dudes on rubber bands attacking each other with chainsaws in
Love
the Thunderdome.
It. Love it.
I'm amazing. All about it.
I'm amazing.
So
it
fun.
It was so fun and weird. And again, like, the rules they set up in those movies are just incredible, and they follow through. It's just, it's a great series. But that first one freaked me out because it's so real.
Yeah, Max is, it's a pretty Jewish name, right?
Yeah, right? He had to feel bad about that.
Yeah.
Why couldn't I have been like Adolf or something like that?
Have you guys seen anything lately? Like, do you go out to see scary movies because it's October? Halloween is coming?
Yeah, I do. I haven't seen one yet, I don't think. But
what one?
I'm running through back through the month real quick.
They're cleverly opening Dr. Sleep on November 8th.
Smart.
For all those,
smart. So
for all
smart.
Those latecomers.
Yeah.
People that are just like, I don't want to do Halloween yet.
Yeah.
Well, we're all stressed out. Let's do Halloween again.
Yeah.
Be colder.
Wait till it's cozy, like the Stanley Hotel. I'm probably going to go see Zombieland 2, but that's not a horror movie, but it has horror movie themes.
Yeah, it's got zombies in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I like all the event ones. I've seen all the terrible, like, teen ones. I sometimes they blur together for me. Like, this person's a little child that kills a person through a video, and this is like a torture movie. It gets jumbled up for me.
Well, the torture movies, they got out of hand for a little while, but they seem to be gone. I mean, there's not a lot of big horror film releases this month.
No. I mean, I, on a flight, just in honor of this month, I finally watched Us, That was a great horror movie. And that, yeah, Jordan Peele did a great job. That's fucking amazing. And I love that because, again, like, when horror movies spend a lot of time, like, building the family and the characters, and obviously that has its own twist in it, like, but that, for me, was, I'm on a plane. I'm not even in a theater. And, like, there are other people around me, and I'm sitting there terrified. I thought that was fantastic. But if that could do that to me on a tiny screen in front of me, I was like, great work.
Bravo. Yeah, they're talking Lupita Nyong'o. They're still talking potential Oscar nomination. Which would be amazing.
She's yes, 100%.
Like, they snubbed Toni Collette last year for Hereditary because she's so incredible in that.
Yeah.
I feel like those are the best horror movies lately.
Ones where ladies are the main character and they scream a lot.
Yeah.
The Coachella movie.
Very scared. They're not the final girl. They're the girl.
Yeah.
They're the girl from the get-go.
Yeah. Yes.
They're the get-go girl.
They're the start girl and the final girl.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're both girls.
And they're Tim the Mobius strip girl. They're infinite girl.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to stop you. But Tim Heidecker was also amazing in Us. I loved him in that. He was so good. So fun.
Yeah, really, really interesting levels to his and Elizabeth Moss's performances in that.
Great. They were
amazing.
Just great.
Again, it's such a huge movie. You see someone you're friends with who's on the movie and in the movie, and they're doing a phenomenal job. It's like the greatest thing.
You wanted to drop that you're friends with
Tim Heidecker. Yeah, I did. See how I slid that in there? See how I slid that in there?
Does he know you're friends with him?
No, he doesn't.
Okay.
Does not. He will after he listens to this podcast.
This is it.
Tim's never done Doug Loves Movies, I don't think.
What? Get him on.
He's been on Dining with Doug and Karen.
Get him on this show.
It was fun to have him on there, but Neil Hammer has never done it either.
Well, let's put it out in the universe.
On Cinema, Doug Loves Movies.
Okay.
Put it out.
Wait, what did I just agree to? Just trying to be a good host and move this along.
Let's do it.
Yeah, because now's the part of the show where I say, let the games begin! I do not envy you, gentlemen, because you've got a lot to choose from today. A lot of great name tags and posters. People are yelling. We're going to go to a commercial. We'll be right back.
Today's show is brought to you in part by villains. They are the bane of every hero's existence, the misunderstood masterminds, and more times than not, the most spellbinding characters in film and television. Now they're the subject of Parcast Network's diabolical new weekly podcast, Villains. From pop culture psychopaths to real-world criminals, Villains journeys deep into the complex origins, motives, and impacts of history's most dastardly bad guys. Delve into the social influences that led to the creation of characters such as the Joker, Anton Chigurh, and Norman Bates. Discover the inspiration behind classic foes Darth Vader, Voldemort, and Godzilla. Every Friday, unravel the psychological, political, and emotional factors that spawn both real and fictional villains. As seen on the silver screen and ripped from the headlines, they're far too good at doing all kinds of bad. Follow the new series Villains free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts, or visit parcast.com/villains to listen now. Today's show is brought to you in part by the Adult Swim podcast. Hey, do you like Rick and Morty? How about Robot Chicken or Aqua Teen Hunger Force? Squidbillies? Do you like Space Ghost Coast to Coast? Tim and Eric? What about Black Jesus? Or Too Many Cooks? How do you feel about Metalocalypse? Can you even pronounce it? If you like any of these shows, then you might like the Adult Swim podcast. The Adult Swim podcast offers deep dive conversations with the creators, cast, and crew behind all the Adult Swim shows you love or hate or both. A lot of questions are asked, and some of them are good. Subscribe to the Adult Swim podcast in your podcast app, and in no time, you'll get very personal with a lot of interesting people behind some of your favorite Adult Swim shows. The Adult Swim podcast is free. Listen and subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital.
Crow portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
All right, we did it. We're back! And we've got some, you guys had to make some hard choices out there.
Sorry.
George was throwing his shit at you guys the whole time.
I know. Really,
I mean, he was throwing his name tag to try to get you to pick it up.
I just am really impressed with his opposable thumbs. So.
I think they have opposable thumbs.
They do. They do. I can still be impressed with them. So.
All right, Andy, who are you playing on behalf of?
I'm playing on behalf of, it looks like somebody named Jesse, because it's Jesse Land. Mm-hmm. It's Jesse Land Double Tap. And there's a picture of Randy and Jason and Doug.
Uh-huh.
And then there's some sort of bald gentleman that looks like he would be on Tim and Eric. I'm not sure who that is.
Maybe it's Jesse.
Yeah.
That's probably Jesse. Now, Jesse, I was confused, because it says IE up top, so I thought you were switching it gender style. But nope, here we are.
Is that Jesse. You, Jesse? Is that you on here?
No, it's Jeff.
Tate. That's Jeff Tate? This, oh, you got a picture see? Of Jeff Tate
oh, Jeff
from
Tate,
Queensryche.
Yes, the guitar player. He's the guitar player from Queensryche, has the same name
she's
as Jeff Tate.
Different Jeff Tate.
That's an amazing joke. Good job.
That's a good,
solid.
That's a solid
that's
deep,
a deep pull.
Cut reference. That's the joke behind the joke.
Your command that's, of 80s hair rental is... We appreciate it.
Randy, if you had to choose, would you rather be Abigail Breslin or Emma Stone?
I would rather be Emma Stone. That, well, I like I've Abigail Breslin, but...
I've got some news for you.
Oh, damn it.
Your wish came true. Look at that shit.
Oh, yeah!
Look at the tits on Randy.
Jesus Christ. Guys. I don't lead with him, guys. I don't lead with him.
Hey, his eyes are up here.
Exactly.
Look at his face.
I'm up here, for Christ's sake.
I love that the wrong that's, Jeff Tate is on there. Okay. That's beautiful.
That's great.
That I mean, not that there's a wrong Jeff Tate.
No.
But for our purposes,
the
there
one
is,
we
there
know
is,
the
right
is
one.
The one we know is wrong. Yeah. So
I just picked, this is Jason, I picked Josh. It's a Jaws joke, which I think is great. Because I recently saw Jaws, and it was terrifying. And this is rated PG. I don't think Jaws was PG. Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
is
so
that real?
So Randy and I, we talk about this in our stand-up, which I'm sure all of you are coming to the shows tonight. we talk about the fact that when you try to show a PG movie to your kids today, if they're kind of in that range, you have to remember there was no PG-13 back in the 80s. So
PG covered a lot of ground.
Yeah, PG was basically anything that wasn't Porky's. That was PG. So
yeah, kids would be swearing at their parents.
Oh yeah, no. Like,
so there's gets bitten off.
No, there's always like one moment in a PG movie that you're watching from the 80s with your kids today where you're like, oh shit,
fuck.
Oh my
oh,
god,
oh my god, I forgot about this.
Oh, there was a rape in 16 Candles.
Oh Jesus.
Oh god. Oh boy.
Oh Jesus. Do I see the side of a kid's dick in the Goonies?
Yeah, you do. You do.
And
that's why they call him
dick.
Chunk.
All right. I don't need to know that.
Terrible.
I mean, so, this, when you do the shuffle truffle, there's going to be collateral damage.
Collateral damage. So I just like this because it just says Josh. I like a simple.
And the shark is smoking a J.
Smoking a joint.
So it's the
and
calmest shark.
Hanging off the bottom are Reese's mini Skittles and tiny Starbursts a la Halloween, the kind of sizes that you would get on Halloween. That's the one I
fun
chose.
Size.
Yeah,
so
yeah that's like a good one. Yeah.
Thank you.
Good
there's
job,
what?
Josh.
Doug's swimming
I'm
on top. Doug's swimming on
I'm
top. Jaws, swimmer. Terrifying. Two terrifying moments in Jaws. A shirtless Doug Benson on top. Terrifying. And a high shark going after him. It's the slowest ocean
well,
chase
you know.
Ever. Midway through, the shark is like, what are we doing here? What are we doing here?
What kind of genius is going to give weed to a shark? It only makes you hungrier.
Right. That shark doesn't need to see blood to want to start eating things.
That's right. We're going to need a bigger bong.
Bravo. That should have been on the goddamn poster. All right. If it would have been on there, I would have picked it. Okay.
But yeah, Jaws was sort of the turning. That was sort of things sort of turned the corner and the modern blockbuster was born. And then yeah. they started trying to get away with way too much shit in PG movies. And then they invented PG-13 on the heels of Gremlins and Temple of Doom.
Yep.
Okay, next.
I got the Texas Chainsaw Matt Scare. I was... Right, I've... Right, Matt Sacre... Sick massacre.
Massacre.
Okay. Massacre.
Can you read?
I like Matt Scare better. Texas Chainsaw Massacre, I like it. And I always loved the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And when we were up in Seattle at the EMP was doing this really cool thing about music. They had a whole exhibit on music and horror movies, and there was like they had a bunch of horror movies in little stations, and you could watch kind of little documentaries on each of them. They were talking about the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and they were like, just the sound of the bugs in like in the fields just was scary. Like they spent so much time on sound design on that movie that it just you could hear just see an open field at about 5 o'clock at night and it would scare the shit out of you. So I picked that and I like that. There you go.
Yeah, great job to Matt for getting that selected. And
nice job, buddy.
And Matt, this one's been chosen before?
No,
you've brought other name tags.
Yes,
yeah. It's his seventh time attending
look at that.
The show.
Lucky seven.
Yeah. I just want you to know that because I picked your poster, you know I don't know shit about movies, so you're going to lose. So
yeah.
It's more of a curse than a blessing, but okay.
I think the playing field is fairly even.
I do too. I do too. Yeah.
I feel good about all your chances.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I think one of you is going to win.
Don't be so sure.
We can always have a first.
It can happen.
Well, this game is very easy to win. It's just only one of you can win. It's called Live, Die, Repeat. I'm going to say the actual title of a real motion picture. I'm going to say it slowly. And the first one of you that can repeat back the entire title correctly, accurately, is the winner. You can guess as often as you like. I'll start over again after each guess. Guys, ready?
Oh, yeah, we're ready.
You don't really need to know anything.
No.
If I get through the whole title, you just have to repeat it back.
Whew. Okay.
We'll see. People in the audience will know it. So no monkey business.
He can't promise you.
A.
Start over
what if there was a movie just called A?
A, the Fonzie story. By the way, it could have been AI, so fuck you all right? There we go.
And he just goes,
There's a movie called Z, and there's a movie called W.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Q? Was there?
That's right. That Othello O movie.
Yeah.
X. There's a movie called X. Malcolm X is called X. Technically, I think. Right.
It's not called Malcolm X.
I think it's just X, right?
I think it was called Malcolm X.
That... Because it was an origin story. Big black, or a big
I liked when
axe.
He lifts when Plymouth Rock lands on him and he lifts it up.
Yeah. He looked like that.
So sick.
He went like this to the rock. He pointed and then went like that, and then the rock just left.
A nightmare.
A nightmare on Elm Street?
On.
A nightmare on Elm Street? Part two?
A nightmare on Elm Street.
A nightmare on Elm Street, part two.
Dream Warriors.
A nightmare on Elm Street.
A Nightmare on Elm Street 5.
A Nightmare on Elm Street 4.
A Nightmare on Elm Street 4.
A Nightmare on Elm Street.
A Nightmare on Elm Street 4, Women Be Shopping.
A Nightmare on Elm Street 4.
A Nightmare on Elm Street 4, Electric Boogaloo.
A Nightmare on Elm Street 4.
A Nightmare on Elm Street 4, Men Love Trucks.
A Nightmare on Elm Street 4, The... People in the audience know it. The Dream...
A Nightmare on Elm Street 4, The Dream Warriors.
A Nightmare on Elm Street 4, The Dream Master.
A Nightmare on Elm Street 4, The Dream Master.
That was a two-way knockout. Two-way knockout.
Who got it, Doug?
That's first.
That's how you do it, bitches.
That's it's true. Twins really do finish each other's titles.
That's right. Who won that one?
By my eyes, uh-huh. And unfortunately, that's all we have to go on.
Yeah. And unfortunately, they're red as shit, but...
Wait, George the Monkey, you were watching, right? Who do you think was the winner?
Randy?
You think Randy? Oh.
Yeah.
Depending on if they actually switched at birth, then yeah.
Right. Oh! That's a good point. He's nice. A smart monkey.
Yeah. He is.
If you were switched at birth.
He's the proudest monkey.
The other one won. All right, it doesn't really matter who won.
Go get a glass of Dreaming Tree wine. That's Randy Sklar's big right. Endorsement.
I'm good with that.
But we will start with you, Randy, on this next game. Mm-hmm. Another game that doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. That last game that we really care about. Mm-hmm. So just, do your best. It's called Whose Tagline Is It Anyway?
Jeff Davis.
Or for today, it's called The Tagline Is Coming From Inside the House.
Wow.
Yes!
Oh, God.
So I'm going to say to you and you alone, Randy Sklar, the... name the tagline of a motion picture, a line that was used on the poster or in the advertising or somewhere related to the movie, according to IMDb. And IMDb. And
we are
been
DB.
Saying it for years. You just get one guess. If you can't think of it,
I just got IMDb.
Yes.
That's fantastic. That's so funny, and that's so good, and it's so on brand. All right, anyway.
I went to the IMDb vote party at Comic-Con last year, and they gave out sailor hats with the IMDb logo on them.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, I just wear that whenever I'm feeling low.
Or whenever you're at a Captain and Tennille tribute concert, so...
Good current reference.
Sure. Right? Yeah. Hey.
Even people who are into Yacht Rock are like, who? Who is that?
It's a bummer that one of them wasn't eaten by Jaws.
Tag me.
Like, you never see the shark actually bite somebody until the very end.
That's right.
Yeah. So it's violent mostly in your head.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind like
of,
a
kind of like Psycho was too. Like you don't ever see the knife hit
yep.
Janet Leigh. You just see a guy could just as easily be jerking off.
If his dick was over his shoulder.
Yeah.
Ramp. Oh yeah, no, he's got a long one.
He's got
sure.
a long one.
He's definitely it's a wraparound.
Honey, are you still in the shower? Yeah. God, Mom, give me a minute.
He is the mother.
I've got a lot of responsibility to shoulder.
Right.
Okay, so Randy, what movie has the tagline, "Oh yes, there will be blood"? Be very strange for the movie "There Will Be Blood."
Well, I was gonna say
to have that tagline. Oh yes.
Oh yes.
Okay. I drink your blood. I have the name of a movie in my mind that I so wish this was the tagline to this movie.
I have five.
No.
Can I say mine before
no,
you guess?
You may not. This is my fake guess. Oh yes, there will be blood. The Apple Dumpling Gang.
Available soon on Disney Plus.
How fucking great would that be if that was the tagline for the Apple Dumpling Gang?
I was gonna say, oh yes, there will be blood, ladybugs. Hey, they're maturing into adulthood. They're young.
They're becoming young women on the
they're
soccer field.
They're becoming more ladies than bugs. Fuck you!
For judging. You support them being able to, okay. Oh, yes.
It works for all of them, though. Bed knobs and broomsticks.
Yep.
Chitty, 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 bang, bang. Anything with Angela Lansbury or Don Knotts.
Oh, yes.
There will be blood.
There will be blood.
Christine.
Okay, that's a good
guess.
There was blood in that.
Okay.
Probably more likely to have a car pun.
Yeah.
In the thing. What do you think?
Put the blood in overdrive.
Jason.
Like I'm gonna say Gremlin.
Gus the field goal kicking mule.
Most valuable primate. I'm going to say Gremlins 2.
Yeah, full title. This full title. Gentleman over here.
Full title.
Yeah.
Gremlins 2.
Speaking of Silence of the Lambs,
Boogaloo.
Jane Gumb over there.
I don't know. All right, so fine.
Full title. Put the full title in full the title. Basket.
Yeah. All right.
Put it in the fire basket.
All right, then Gremlins 1. Jesus.
You mean just Gremlins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gremlins 1.
I love when they made it. They're like, Gremlins 1. Yeah, we're fucking cocky. Okay. There'll be a 2.
Gremlins 1. That's my guess.
It's not that or Gremlins 2, the new batch. Oh.
The new batch.
Yeah, it's neither of those.
I thought they went to Hollywood.
Yeah, those movies aren't too bloody, except for the Gremlins when the Gremlins themselves explode in a microwave.
Yeah, they're gooey.
Oh yes, there will be blood. Ernest goes to camp.
Sounds more like Ernest goes to prison camp.
Oh yes.
Ouch. So Andy, save me.
I'm gonna guess. It seems like a Hollywood classic. It seems to fit the iconography of the movie. Carrie. There's blood everywhere in that. It's all, you know.
Right there in the poster, she's covered in blood already. And it says, don't take Carrie to the prom.
Yeah. Two guys.
Because this girl cannot handle what's going on with her body.
No.
That's right. Three producers that sound like Robert Evans were like, it's all about the blood. I'm going with Carrie.
Incorrect. That, believe it or not, was a tagline for the motion picture Saw.
Oh,
I never saw it.
I never seen it.
Did you see Saw 6, Riverboat Gambler?
No, I did not.
Okay. Nobody's on the board.
Oh, God. That's shocking.
Back to Randy.
Oh, God. A lot of pressure.
See, we were about even.
Yeah, I told you. Evenly terrible.
What movie, Randy?
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
That's the tagline. Open wide this Halloween. Open wide this Halloween.
Showgirls. Like,
that's my first thought. Is open what?
This, open what? I was going to say deep throat.
I thought maybe it's just, but also that expression, maybe they're just saying the movie's opening wide.
Opening wide,
Halloween.
Yeah. 3,700 theaters. Opening wide.
Open wide this Halloween. As opposed to other Halloweens where you keep it shut.
I think it is one of the Jaws movies. I think it's Jaws. No, don't yell out. Jaws 2. I think it was Jaws 2, and I don't know if there's anything beyond that in the title.
Well, that had the most famous tagline ever, Jaws 2.
Don't go in the water and don't open wide this Halloween.
Just when you thought it was safe to
go back in the water.
Water,
yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe not that. Open wide this Halloween. Something that's biting people. Chomping them.
In space, no one can hear you open wide.
On Halloween.
It's okay if you don't have a guess.
I don't have a guess.
Okay.
I have a guess.
Jason has a guess.
I feel so strongly about this, and I also know that it is wrong. Little Shop of Horrors.
Really,
because there's the dentist thing with Steve Martin, and there's the plant that opens wide. That is my pick.
That is really good.
Not that is correct. Also
not
wrong.
Correct. Yeah,
also wrong. It's really good, also wrong.
It's not right, but I applaud your creativity there.
Thank you.
I am not confident, but also equally as confident as Jason that mine is wrong. But it's a lot of fun. Dr. Giggles. You guys remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
It's about a dentist, and so maybe that was a terrible tagline at the late 80s. It's probably wrong, but it was that guy who's in a bunch of terrible sci-fi movies, and he was yanking them teeth, guys.
I have one. Orca, the killer whale. Remember Orca?
Mm-hmm.
That was in that same... There you go. Open wide this Halloween. Orca, bitch. Blackwater, yo.
My favorite knockoff.
The Cove.
Blackfish?
The Cove.
You know, there was every animal was attacking people after Jaws. Like, you know, paws and claws.
Piranha. I just saw the end of Piranha.
Yeah.
And the whole thing of the end of that movie is that, like, I don't know, maybe they could come in the ocean and then, like, they turn the ocean red. Piranha.
After Star Wars and Jaws were both such big hits. The Italians came up, I think it was the Italians, came up with a movie called Tintorera Tiger Shark. And the shark sounded like Darth Vader.
Shark had a breathing
problem.
So
whenever the shark came around, I was like...
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was very strange. But open wide this Halloween was the tagline for Saw 3.
Oh, my God. Never saw it.
Never saw it.
We're back to Randy. What movie had the tag?
Saw 2. Saw 2.
You guys are watching three people not score at all, but you should be used to that because you're Broncos fans.
I had to bring it back to sport. I'm kidding. We just wanted to give him an excuse to get back into deep Broncos talk.
Yeah, talk about sports a little more because we're so bad at this.
Tell me. Let's hear it.
I love you. You know I love you more than you love me.
What movie, Randy, has the tagline "Make America Bleed Again"?
Saw 2.
No.
Make America bleed again.
Yeah.
So that
has to be recent.
Recent.
Hillary Clinton documentary.
Ooh, come on.
Okay, that was hilarious, but no more audience guesses.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jason?
You don't know, Rand?
I thought Randy guessed already.
No, what did you guess?
The Hills Have Eyes?
Oh, he said he didn't have any idea. Oh, no, he guessed Saw 2.
I guess Saw 2, and that was wrong. The Hills Have Eyes.
Great guess. No. Jason?
Taken. That is my final answer. Taken with Liam Neeson.
I mean, the word again in the title would imply that it's not
it's
the first
second,
in the series.
That's why I said Saw 2.
Taken 6.
I think they only got to 3. What do you think, Andy?
Oh, there's not a Saw 4?
Say what?
There's not a Saw 4?
No, he said Taken 6. And
yeah,
I said the Taken series only got to part 3. Unless you count every other Liam Neeson movie. They get some of them they call Run All Night, but yeah, that's a fucking Taken movie.
He's getting something someone took.
A Walk Amongst the Tombstones, yeah, because someone got taken.
And he's got to go get it back.
He's in remarkable shape.
He's got a special set of skills.
So Saw 4 can't be an answer?
What do you mean it can't be an answer?
Because if it's not a movie.
Well, who said it's
movie.
Not a
Saw
movie?
Saw 4. I'm going to say Saw 4.
Incorrect. From 2017.
Yeah, this is recent.
Okay. The year 2017. Recent enough for this hilarious tagline, Make America Bleed Again.
Uh-huh.
It's Jigsaw.
Oh.
That's the one I didn't...
Okay. So it's Saw with dancing? I don't know what...
Yep, it's Michael this Flatton. Time he does an Irish dance before every
That's
torture.
Jigger, please.
Oh, right, my man. My man went Billy Elliot on his ass.
Okay, back to...
No.
Back to Jason.
Oh, no.
I'm so excited that you guys might get one of these right.
No, nope, okay. We're not going to get this.
Game shows, they get the right answers too often.
I know.
They should be just really hard questions and no correct answers. Jason, what movie has the tagline, Will you survive until the end? Will you survive until the end?
Is that The Ring? I don't know. I'm going to say The Ring.
It's a good,
solid guess, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, you guys are great at guessing.
Yeah.
Not the greatest at noticing patterns, but go ahead, Jason.
I'm gonna say Saw 2. Saw 2. Saw 2. Saw 2. Oh.
Nope. Andy?
What's the one? I'm gonna say, is something like with a game, but it's not the game.
Oh, Texas Chainsaw.
No, is it like Cabin in the Woods?
No. Love that movie though. That's one of
it's too old.
If you've never seen Cabin in the Woods, check it out this Halloween. The correct answer to Will You Survive Until the End is Saw the Final Chapter.
Oh God.
I didn't know what that was called.
Never seen it.
Yeah. And this is not making me want to see any of them.
And I heard Carrie Elwes made like $9 and it's a huge deal. So get on out, take it to the streets, get Carrie Elwes more money for Saw.
Yeah.
Here we go, Randy.
Saw 2. Saw 2. Saw 2. Saw 2. Saw 2.
Who will survive and what will be left of them?
I mean, that could have been Schindler's List. It's like any movie. It's anything. I'm mad now. Like seriously, the questions you're asking is like Doug saying, what book has the words "they are" in it? That's what it feels like to me.
I wish I knew this. Saw two.
Okay. Jason?
Tyler Perry presents We Be Son.
You didn't even... He did two Halloween movies. Could he have picked one of them?
You didn't even hear Madea be using that song.
Boo and Boo
too. Jesus.
That'd be a good tagline for a Jesus movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll go with The Last Temptation of Christ.
All right, Andy. This is yours to steal. You can just take this fucker.
What is it again?
Who will survive and what will be left of them?
That is so good for The Last Temptation of Christ.
It is. That's right. Just his blood.
I don't know what any of the variations of the Saw movies are called. Like, there's Jason in Space, there's all Terminator X.
Yeah, you don't know what those are called either.
Terminator yeah, film. Those aren't. Those aren't movies either. Jason in Space.
They are. Jason and Freddy are in space.
I know.
Just say a big horror movie so we can get this over with.
Scream!
No. It's written on that poster right in front of you.
Texas Chainsaw.
Yeah, Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Massacre.
Yeah, that's the answer.
Oh, man.
I was just... He was even pointing to the poster like, you guys, it's there.
That's what you do. I thought you were pointing that Jason had something on her shoes.
Sorry.
I
was like, it was literally on that poster.
Oh, it is literally
written. Literally says... It says it on the thing.
That's why I put it down on the ground. I turn it upside down, hoping you guys wouldn't notice. And it's then just again, right there.
Then again, I read it as the Texas Chainsaw Matt scare. So I was going to fuck that up too.
Okay, so to determine a winner in this game, I know, I'm using the word winner very loosely.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen such futility on this stage?
To determine the best loser, we are going to do one more. I'm going to say the whole tagline, mm-hmm. and then I'm going to say what year it came out, who directed it, who starred in it,
That's not bad.
I'm going to say the title.
Okay. That's still not going to help.
So somewhere along the way, I hope
feel
you guys
a little better.
Figure it out.
Okay.
I hope you figured out the theme. Here we go. Keep an eye on a monkey.
Yeah.
he just got his bill.
Ooh,
does everybody want to watch a monkey try to figure out his bill?
Yeah, exactly. It is amazing.
Do you need the price in bananas to make it easier?
It is bananas to watch.
All right, here we go. Mm-hmm. When the order came to retreat, one man stayed. Any guesses before I continue?
No.
Okay. If you're in the audience, you know it. Don't help him out.
When the order came to retreat, one man stayed.
It was directed by Mel Gibson. It's from 2016. Starring Andrew Garfield as the
Hacksaw
man.
Hacksaw Ridge.
That's it! That's it! You did it!
No clue. It's right. I knew it.
I thought it was going to be a horror movie.
Yeah, I know. It's got a saw in it.
Yeah, that was the theme, is every answer had the word saw in it. Yeah.
I was going to guess the Facebook movie. Which also isn't the title of that movie.
The Social Network. Thank you.
That is worth every bit of that woman's clap.
That's right. Thank you. I'll take it all.
I wanted to do I Saw What You Did Last Summer, but it's I Know.
I Know What You Did Last Summer.
I would have done I Know What You Saw What I Did Last Summer.
All right, we got a few minutes to determine a winner today, and we have to do that with a game called Last Man or Woman Stanton.
These are all Tim Allen movies.
I mean, that would fit in with the scary theme.
I thought you were going to say that would fit in with the not comedy theme.
Oh, There Will Be Blood, the Santa Claus.
This is where he got busted with coke, I think. Not Comedy Works, Colorado, just to be clear.
I hope he didn't get busted for coke here, because first they take your phone, then they bust you for coke. Indignities never end. Yeah.
A lot of snow on that mountain.
You get it back at the end of the show.
They do chop it up for you, too, which is really nice. That's Comedy Works is going the extra mile.
Did you figure out your bill, monkey? Well, you only had like a couple banana daiquiris, right?
Yep.
They don't serve anything in a coconut here. I bet you'd love it. Okay, so for this game, I've pre-selected some audience members to help us out. I think we'll probably go to two different people, starting with, where is Josh Troh, T-R-O-H? Right there. Hey,
Josh.
Josh.
What's up, Josh?
Nice to see you, Josh. Oh, and your poster made it up on the stage. This happens so often. We pick a poster that is also somebody that I pre-picked, and it's just the luck of the draw. And you did suggest to me via Twitter that you had a scary actor or actress.
I was going to say Jamie Lee Curtis and Jamie Kennedy, but you can just do one.
All right, so he offered up Jamie Lee Curtis and Jamie Kennedy, but he's allowing me to just do one. Jamie Lee Curtis is obviously a great one. She's made her mark in this business in show film with horror movies, and of course moved on to do some other things and has gone back. So Activia is not a correct answer.
Oh, see, because that shit is scary.
Yeah,
it's fast.
And where is a person that goes on Twitter by the name Hop in Space? And seriously, they take phones, but they let you bring in an air horn?
Yeah.
Bam, 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 bam. What's your name in actuality?
Jason.
Jason. Hi, Jason. And yeah.
I see you.
Yeah.
Jason.
He might have your name as well.
Yeah, I actually may
he
see
might
you.
Also
I know.
Jason.
I just remembered
my middle name is Jason.
Really?
What?
I just remembered.
Good horror name. Good horror movie name.
Grim.
I know that.
Great name.
So.
Okay, so Jason, what would you like to suggest?
I have Jamie Lee Curtis and Johnny Depp.
Oh, Johnny Depp has been in his share of scary-ish movies, intentionally and unintentionally.
Willy Wonka.
That's like 100 movies, right?
We definitely don't need to get any more names than Jamie Lee Curtis and
Johnny Depp.
And but just in the interest of time, I'll sit this one out.
That's not what I meant.
No, but you know, because also I'll say all the ones you guys are thinking of and make you sad.
Too late, already sad about how I performed tonight.
Okay, so we'll start with Andy, then we'll go to Jason, then we'll go to Randy. You've got one lifeline. That's a person whose name tag you chose. You can go to them at any point, but only one time for help with your answer. And other than that,
you just got to name movies
on your own. Yep. Movies that either Jamie Lee Curtis or Johnny Depp has been in. In my IMDb brain, I don't think they were ever in something together, but maybe someone will surprise me. All the guesses are from on stage only. Please don't guess from the audience, even though this club's usually pretty good about that. Go, Andy.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
It's pronounced Caribbean, asshole.
Let me try. Caribbean, asshole.
Perfect.
Pirates of the Caribbean, asshole is a great porno.
trying to find that gold. Digging deep.
Keep digging. Okay,
yes, there will be blood.
Hang on.
Oh, man.
Yikes.
Brown eye, matey. Okay. So,
wait a second. Wait. We got to deal with Andy first.
Oh, you're
going to deal with what he just
up.
Did.
I screwed up.
Yeah, full title.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
So many people in this room know it.
I know, but dude. Also it's like an... I get dinged on R, the, and stuff, right?
You get dinged on all of
everything.
It. So you might
so
want to step
I blew
back.
It. I thought I was being smart guessing
the movie
first
that has
one first.
Like one word in the title.
Oh, great. Oh, I can just say something else.
Yeah.
Perfect. Halloween.
Okay. That is correct.
I thought once I started it with that shit left the game.
Yeah. But it's so hilarious that while you were stumbling around saying the word Halloween, you said out loud the name of another Jamie Lee Curtis movie. And I'm not going to tell you till later what
so
it was.
Fun.
Jesus Christ.
It's so fun.
Jason?
Edward Scissors penis. No, Edward Scissors hands. Scissor hands.
Yes.
Thank you.
Trading Places.
Oh. Right. It's just dude, what those, you guys
oh
might
my
be
God.
Doing.
Those.
Yeah.
That's right. $1.
Andy?
Freaky Friday.
Oh, look at you.
I know Jamie Lee. She has a yogurt problem. She has to eat Activia.
It's called Activia. You should be thrown out of the game for that.
She's eating it because
Activa.
She has a yogurt problem?
Activia.
They say it's the other way around, but she can't get enough of the stuff.
Her colon is so clean.
When I found out I had to cut back on yogurt,
I couldn't
thank
do
God
it.
I found Activia. It's not even yogurt.
My turn. Rango!
I thought you were going to say Unchained or something.
Whoa. We're going to have a dad off, a dad movie off.
Ooh, it's going to get daddy.
Rango!
I'm going to make a choice that may be wrong. True Lies?
Why is that wrong?
It's right. It's right. It's,
right.
It's good.
It's so oh, right, shit. It's right.
So right, it's Rango.
Back to you, Andy.
Halloween, H2O.
Yes. Very clever.
I'm literally... I'm out.
You can go to your lifeline, because also by the time it comes back to you, something might, you know, jog your memory or...
Josh... What you got, bro?
What do you got from Josh?
Tusk, bitches.
Tusk. Weird Johnny Depp cameo in that.
Tusk.
Kind of long cameo.
Josh goes deep.
Yeah, Randy.
Thank you, Josh.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes. Which I love that you mentioned that immediately when Johnny Depp's name came up.
But I said the wrong title.
And everyone didn't
so
notice.
I wanted to throw someone a curveball.
Yeah, you did it.
I wanted to throw someone a scissor ball.
Andy?
What's Eating Gilbert Grape? I feel like my
I'll tell you what, it's this annoying family.
Yeah.
Amen.
Good point.
Like, you don't have to sit through the whole movie to know What's Eating Gilbert.
Yeah.
Plus, he hates his last name, probably. Jason?
The Nightmare Before Christmas?
Wait, why?
Why is that not him?
Why would he? He's not in it.
Johnny Depp's not in that?
Mm-mm. No, I mean, wow. Of all the... if you threw a dart at Tim Burton movies...
I picked the one.
It'd be so easy.
That's what I was... That's the only one I know. Jeez. Thought he was in that one.
So you out?
Well, let me think. Hold on. That was my guy.
It's
tough.
Was he in like Water for Chocolate?
No.
Oh, oh.
No, you got one of the words right.
Or chocolate?
Yes, okay. Chocolate.
I knew chocolate.
Chocolate.
It's chocolate. That's what I. That's what
it's
I meant.
Chocolate.
It's pronounced Activa. Chocolate. I'm gonna go to my lifeline.
Okay, what's Randy's it? Lifeline says. My girl.
My girl.
Yeah, starring Jamie Lee Curtis.
I'm gonna say my girl.
Andy.
Best in show. Oh no, she's not in that. She's just married to that guy. Cry Baby.
Oh. That's a good one.
Man, I'm out. I'm gonna say I'm out.
Okay. That's okay.
Jesus.
We're almost out of time anyway.
I mean, I.
Is Randy still in?
Randy's still in. Sorry, Josh.
In one.
Thanks, dude. God damn. Well, I just go blank. I got Rango.
There was no Rango 2.
God damn it.
There was a sequel to My Girl, though.
And there was a sequel to Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, there was.
I
don't think you even have to know the numbers. You just have to know the extra words.
Right. I'm staying away from them, but I just... is there Pirates of the Caribbean, The Legend of Jack Sparrow?
No.
I mean...
Okay.
I'm out.
Good try, Randy.
I was going to say...
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good job.
Pressure is hard. Pressure.
I was going to say Pirates of the Caribbean, The Legend of Curly's Goal. Right?
It's always fun.
Jack Sparrow went on that ranching trip trying to recapture his youth.
That's it?
Fuck. It's ridiculous.
Because
you freeze up in your brain, and you know there are things that you should know.
Yeah.
And then he hit his wife. And
my girl.
Movies and then, for a while.
There was my girl, and then.
My girl too.
Full title. It's called My Girl Too, not the bees again.
My Girl Too, Bees Nuts.
No, I don't think there's a subtitle.
Yeah,
it's just
not.
My Girl 2.
It's My Girl 2, The Legend of Curly's Goal.
Yeah,
right?
Andy?
I'm going to say...
Yeah, say it.
A Johnny Depp movie with is Donnie Brasco.
Yeah! Brasco, yeah.
Pronounce
Ringo,
Donnie.
Rango.
Donnie.
Donnie Rango.
And that's it.
Oh, I got it.
What do you mean you got it?
Oh, no.
It was just your turn, and
he didn't get it.
I did My Girl, too.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he's still
okay, we're back to you.
Yeah, you gave him a bonus. You gave him a bonus.
I know we're bad, but we're not that bad.
Yeah, we are back to you.
Whitey?
What?
The Whitey Bulger? The Whitey Bulger.
Listen, I'm just trying to host a show here. No reason for name calling.
That could have been for everyone. Jason's the only black guy in here. All right, so.
Give it up for Jason.
Hey, do you want to stand up and yell Whitey real fast?
You can do it.
Whitey.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The Whitey.
Bam, bam, bam.
Didn't he do the Whitey? Wasn't he Whitey Bulger?
Yeah, but I don't think it was called Whitey.
It should have been. That guy sucked.
Oh, shit. I just remembered one.
I got one. Blow. Okay. Blow.
Blow. Very good.
Favorite moment in Blow is at the very end when the picture of the actual guy comes up and you're like, oh, he is ugly. Jesus, don't put that right after Johnny Depp.
Andy, this is yours to lose, buddy.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah. Now are you out, Randy?
Yeah.
He's out. Let's hear it for Andy Jewett.
Jesse,
come get your prizes. Congratulations to Jesse Land. Make your way to the stage.
Enjoy all Jeff Tate's stuff, Jesse.
Take my poster and your poster and those two bags. And that candy if you want it. Sklar Brothers here tonight, two shows. Who's coming back tonight?
Come on.
I knew some of you would.
I knew some would.
Yeah, come on out. 7:30 and 9:45.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And what else have you guys got to plug?
We will be in Austin, Texas at Cap City Comedy Club on November
13th through the 16th. But on November 7th, we're doing a show in L.A. This is, I guess, for the podcast, but if anybody's here out in L.A. On November 7th at Dynasty Typewriter called Tag It, where our friends go on stage. They do their set. Jay and I are right off stage just writing tags for their bits. We come on stage right after their set and pitch them our jokes. It is so much fun. So we're doing that on that show. Good people, Rhea Butcher, Matt Bronger, Jay Chandra Sekar, Kyle Ayers, Ryan Sickler, Jessamay Peluso. Great show. So that's Thursday, November 7th at Dynasty Typewriter. And then last thing, I'm sorry, we're doing Live Dumb People Town at Largo on December 2nd.
Yes.
Weird Al Yankovic and Aisha Tyler are our guests, with music by Dave Longstreth, the lead singer from Dirty Projectors. So that's December 2nd. Get your tickets, LA, and people out here.
Right on. Do you have anything to add to that, Jason?
No, I love what he said.
And Andy Jewett, what's going on with you?
I want to plug a pilot that hopefully you'll be hearing about soon that I did with Michael Madsen, who's in Donnie Brasco.
And
Mathilde Olivier, who is in J.J. Abrams' movie Overlord. She's really great. And then three of the five Super Troopers, Jay Chandrasekhar, Eric Stolhansky, and Paul Soder are all in it.
The best.
I'm in it. A couple local actors from Denver. It's called Offline. It's about life after the internet goes away. It's set in Colorado. So just start randomly tweeting at studios. Make Offline.
Make it!
Networks. Make it!
Make it.
Make it!
Make it.
And it's directed and written by Gabriel Dorn, who's great. He's a guy from Denver. And thanks to Incredibles and LiveWell for helping make it happen.
Nice.
Plugged out.
Yeah. As always, my dates and deets can be found at douglowsmovies.com.
Nice.
Yeah.
Perfect. Did you see Ted Danson getting arrested with Jane Fonda the other day? Yeah. Good for him, I say.
Yeah.
Getting some last-minute snapshots on stage.
You're not getting... There we go. Get the monkey.
Thank you, everybody, for being here. Thank you to Comedy Works. One more time for all my guests, Randy Sklar, Jason Sklar.
Thank you, guys.
Our winner, Andy Jewett. As always, positive energy!
Do you like Rick and Morty? How about Robot Chicken? Aqua Teen Hunger Force? Maybe Too Many Cooks or Tim and Eric? If you like any of these shows, then you might like the Adult Swim podcast, which takes you behind the scenes with the creators, cast, and crew of the Adult Swim shows you love. Listen and subscribe to the Adult Swim podcast for free wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time.
Another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause